Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hi, I'm Indianola.
And I'm Norwalk.
And we're not able to
answer the phone right now.
Because we're in a heated rivalry.
But we don't hate each other or anything.
Haha, or do we?
Haha, lol, ha.
It's just a fun, friendly matchup.
Between two teams that know each other really well.
A little too well.
Way too well for my liking,
Well, it should be a ton of fun.
Or not a lot of fun,
You would say that.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You know, we got a lot of beef with them. No, I'm just kidding. Norwalk's a great game. It always is. It's always interesting. It comes down to the last play. So I love playing them, and I think the guys are fired up to do it as well.
I always think of it as a great rivalry, and I'm not saying just football alone. I think about any sport. It's always a battle. I think of it as two great teams coming together, battling it out. It's always fun.
That's a statement victory. That really is. When you go down, when you go on the road, you beat someone, you thump someone, you feel pretty good. It's definitely a statement victory.
You could feel it in the halls when we're playing Norwalk in basketball, when we're playing them in any sport. You could tell it's the rivalry week.
We haven't talked about it being a district title or a district game. What we've been talking about is it being a rivalry. You know, and that's where we are, trying to understand how much more effort it's going to take in practice for us to get ourselves prepared.
First thing I noticed when I came to Norwalk and I moved here freshman year is we don't like the Norwalk Warriors. It is, you don't like them. You don't get along with them really that much. You want to beat them in everything possible.
The rivalry runs deep, but despite being 15 minutes away, the history between the two schools is just not that extensive. After three games in the late 80s and early 90s that all went the way of the Indians, the two squads did not play each other again on the football field until 2016, when the matchup was inevitable, according to Norwalk head coach Paul Patterson.
One of the things that I had a very tough time doing was playing out of class. I, for whatever reason, I could not, as a 3A school, could not see us playing a 2A, 1A, A, or a 4A school. Could not get myself past that. And their old athletic director was always constantly calling Al and saying, hey, let's get scheduled. And I kept turning it down because I couldn't get myself to let go of that playing outside of class. Well, now 2016 rolls around. We need a non-district opponent. We are a whole heck of a lot closer as far as enrollment goes. We can kind of see the writing on the wall that we're going to have to start getting ready to play some bigger schools. And so it just made sense for us to do it. Plus, they had been in the Little Hawkeye Conference. We played them in everything else. It was time for us to play them in football.
Indianola alum and current teacher, as well as boys tennis coach and assistant girls basketball coach Jamie Busby, said the rivalry has developed over the years as Norwalk has grown and Indianola has joined the Little Hawkeye Conference.
No, it really was not at all like it is today. They weren't in our conference. We weren't in the Little Hawkeye Conference when I played. We were playing the CIML. So it was kind of like this non-conference game, almost against like our little sisters. They're the 3A team in the county, and wasn't really even something that we thought anything of. My freshman year, though, they did win the state championship for girls basketball. So that year was definitely, it was on our radar, and they really put it to us. Went on to win the state championship, beating a really good Ballard team in the championship. But other than that, that game was never really on our radar.
The two teams have been evenly matched among many sports, being main rivals in basketball, tennis, track and field, almost every other sport, and now football, says head coach Eric Luver.
A lot of these players know each other. Maybe they've hung out before. They play each other in other sports. So I think that just adds to the rivalry and the game itself. So two really good football teams that have really established their programs as one of the best in their class, and should be an awesome game tonight.
Coach Kluver was right. The rivalries today aren't the faceless, nameless rivalries we might have known in the past. Through social media, off-season sports, and the world maybe seeming a little smaller each day, many of the athletes know each other and talk and compete on a regular basis, says Norwalk alumnus Zach Marker and Indianola athletes Walker Whalen and Kale Kalarik.
Some of my good friends went to Indianola, and playing there definitely brought on some kind of competitive edge, those bragging rights, you know, like you know every single guy on that other team, and you want to beat them. A lot of my buddies knew a lot of the Indianola guys. We played each other in all the sports growing up. Definitely had a lot of connections down to Indianola.
We know the guys, they know us. We know what we like to do, so it will be interesting to see how we come out and how they come out versus us.
For instance, we wrestle those guys, some of those guys, and it's, you kind of get to know them a little bit, but you know what they like to do and what they don't like to do, so as well as they know that about us also. So I think it's good all around.
Since they started playing again in 2016, the matchups have been mostly one-sided. Norwalk won a pair of blowouts in 2016 and 2019, while Indianola won a pair of 24-7 matchups in 2017 and 2018. Last year was the most exciting matchup on the field, and the first one-score game between the schools since 1990, when Indianola won 27-25 late in a nail-biter.
Two-point conversion decides the game potentially. Double wide receivers right and left. Juergens in the shotgun, rolls out to his right, looks back, faces pressure, has his receiver, and it is outside of the receiver's hands. Oh. Incomplete. The Indians were all over it. They tried to leak out a tight end on the far side. It's incomplete with 1:12 remaining, and the Indians now have to defend against an onside kick to seal this game.
One thing not in favor of the Warriors tonight is the benefit of home field advantage.
Road team's undefeated. Every home team has lost in the series, and we're 5 games in, and we're 2-3 because we've only played in Indianola twice. That's why Eric and I know each other very well. One of the things I told Eric was, you know, if we're going to play each other, we would like to play at your place twice in the matchup so that we don't ever have to play at home, because for whatever reason, the home team seems to struggle.
Perhaps the main thing that drives the rivalry? The mutual respect between the two schools, coaches, and athletes, especially now that they are in the same class, and more importantly, the same district, making the game more important than ever.
What I think of as a coach is another very well-coached football team with excellent athletes and players, which presents a lot of problems in the schemes that they run. So it is always a challenge.
Oh, yeah, two top 10 teams. I mean, I'm excited to watch. I know I'll have it going. But, I mean, definitely, you know, district play, it's always big. I remember Coach B always talking about how district play, nothing before district play matters. Only district play matters for playoffs. And really, if you win your district, that's an automatic bid to the playoffs. You need this district win, especially against Indianola.
Indianola athlete Carter Erickson knows just how tough Norwalk can be, and it often makes for an even playing field.
They got a bunch of athletes. It's always great to have, you see those guys on the track team, and then you know they're going to be on the soccer team, the baseball team, the basketball team, and it all leads to football, I feel like. You put those best athletes on the football field, basketball court, you're going to have fun competitive games.
No matter what the outcome, we're looking forward to a close competition between two of the newer members of the KNIA-KRLS coverage area and two talented football teams, with more to come from the Warriors and Indians in the years ahead. For KNIA-KRLS Football Friday Night and Andrew Swadner, I'm John Moenkel.
And I'm Andrew Swadner.
I just said that.
End of message.